This spring, Zunum Aero said it wants to be flying routes of up to 700 miles by 2025 and up to 1,000 miles by 2030. It would do it with its fleet of hybrid electric planes and already has investors such as Boeing Horizon X and JetBlue Technology Ventures. Ashish Kumar is CEO. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Anne. So good to be here.
How did you come up with this idea?
Well, my co-founder is a longtime aircraft designer and engineer, and he and I got together in 2013 when he thought, the time was right for electric propulsion and aircraft. And as we started looking at it, we realized that, this is the first change in aircraft propulsion since the jet engine, in the 1950s. And in the aircraft business, the propulsion shapes the aircraft and shapes the air system, right? And so when we dove into it, we, quickly realized that the nature of electrics and batteries versus, what gas turbines are about is really going to shape regional transport first. And address what we think is one of the biggest challenges in transportation today, which is a transport gap from over 100 miles to somewhere short of 1,000 miles, where we don't really have a high-speed option.
So who would be your customer?
The passengers are really, we expect by the late 2030s that the primary propulsion for short-haul travel is going to be hybrid electrics. And so the passengers will be people like you and I that are going out on a business trip or going on recreation, in some cases traveling, to 1,000 miles, or in other cases taking these as a feeder to a long-haul hub on a flight to Europe or Japan.
What would be the benefits of these small planes? You mentioned some, I'm guessing, like cost, emissions, small airports where flights have been cut back.
Yes, our focus is on 10 to 50 seat hybrid to electric regional aircraft, and these will get you places 2 to 4 times faster than you can get to today and at far much lower fares. And as you mentioned, our ranges by the 2030s would be roughly 1,000 miles, which from Cincinnati would put you past Miami. From Cincinnati, you would depart, and we think as likely from Cincinnati North Kentucky Airport as from Lunken or Blue Ash to Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Chicago, or Nashville for just about $100 round trip. You could get to Atlanta for, $160, Myrtle Beach, $200, and New York City for $220. These are the type of fares some of the carriers like Ultimate Air Shuttle and others are trying to light up today.
Let's talk about the battery technology. Is that where it needs to be to fly planes like these?
Well, the short answer is yes. And in fact, we say that batteries are roughly 5 years ahead of us, ahead of where we need them to be. And the reason for that is our regional aircraft, they get you to places 3 to 5 times faster than an electric car, but at lower energy. And we get just about a third or a quarter of our energy from the batteries, and therefore we should be able to do 3 to 4 times longer ranges than electric cars. And today the Chevy Bolt is doing about 240 miles on a charge. The Tesla does 300 miles on a single charge, right? And that would put us, north of 1,000 miles today based on battery technologies. And, we are far less ambitious in the early 2020s by focusing on 700 then.
So many people see you guys as the leaders. You do have some competition. Where are you now in the research and rollout?
Well, we are racing as hard as possible to get our first aircraft out in the early 2020s. Our program is what's known as a Part 23 program under the FAA, which is a sub-airliner class and takes 3 to 6 years to certify. And so to get there, we are building prototypes of all the major systems of the aircraft, and each will go through 4 to 6 cycles of development and testing before we are ready to push it through an assembly line.
All right. Thank you for your time. Zunum CEO Ashish Kumar on his concept of regional travel, where passengers would board small electric planes at very low costs, some as low as $25 a seat. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.